Welcome to the Music Man Project podcast. I'm David Stanley, known as the Music Man, and I run the Music Man Project. That's a charity which promotes accessible music education across the UK and around the world for people with learning disabilities. You can find out more by visiting our website, just search for the Music Man Project, or you can follow us on Facebook, the Music Man Project UK. I also have a blog, which is themusicmanblog.com. Now, this episode is all about the Music Man Project in Kent, the fastest growing regional project and the largest outside of Essex. We hear from Music Man Charity Director and Regional Director for the Music Man Project Kent, Sarah Mann. And we speak to Thomas, one of the leading students from the region. Thomas gives us a lovely live rendition of Kumbaya too. But before that, I hope you're all okay. I hope you're coping with the coronavirus lockdown. It's been my privilege to call many of the Music Man Project students over the last couple of weeks. I miss you all and can't wait to be back making great music with you all again. I'm trying to keep busy by writing new music. And most recently, I've been collating lots of videos from all over the internet into one easy YouTube channel. Please take a moment to visit the Music Man Project channel on YouTube if you're at a loss for things to do. Before we hear all about Music Man Project in Kent, here is something to raise your spirits. It's Animals I Adore. This is a song that was featured in our 2017 London Palladium show, Music is Magic. The music is composed by me, David Stanley, with lyrics by one of our students, Rebecca Ling. As ever, the arrangement is by Al Steele. And it's led by our very own zookeeper, Jenny Hitchcock. Enjoy.
From the tiniest squeak to the loudest roar, with the biggest beak to the smallest paw, it's animals I adore.
Some are big and some are small.
why love is a score. From the tiniest squeak to the loudest roar. From the biggest bee to the smallest bear, it's animals I adore. Yeah, it's animals I adore.
That's right,
it's animals I adore. I said, do you want some
I'm delighted now to be joined by the wonderful Sarah Mann, who is our Music Man Project Charity Director and, of course, the Regional Director for the Music Man Project, Kent.
Hello!
Hello! How are you doing, Sarah?
Very well, thanks, David.
Good. Yeah. And how are you coping with all this isolation?
Well, it's a bit odd, although I'm not completely isolated. I've got my son working from home. He's taken over the dining room table.
Right.
And my daughter's coming in and out because she's a nurse, so she's still off to Medway Hospital most days.
Yes.
And then my husband is also frontline services, so he's in and out every day. So it's kind of a bit odd because it's just me at home.
Yes.
And then my son obviously working as well.
And
but I've signed up for the Good Neighbour Scheme with the Salvation Army Corps round here locally. So I'm in and out doing bits
as well. That's wonderful.
So keeping busy.
Kit, I was going to say, because I should imagine you're one of these people that like to be doing things and creating things and making things happen. So just sitting at home wouldn't sit well with you. So it's good that you're keeping occupied.
That's right. No, I'm not very good at sitting still, really.
No. Now, listen, you are a legend of the Music Man Project already, and it's only been a couple of years since you really came on board. You are one of our three charity directors for the Music Man Project as a national charity, but probably to our listeners, you are most well known as Miss Kent, because you run the Music Man Project in Kent. Can you tell us when and how did you start the Music Man Project in Kent?
Okay, well, it all started at the beginning of 2017 when I was working as a full-time teacher in a special needs school locally, and I had a new teaching assistant, and she, believe it or not, used to go to one of your schools, David, in Essex, and we were chatting one afternoon after school, and she said, have you heard of David Stanley and the Music Man Project? And I said, no. And she went, look him up. You would love it. Because obviously I taught music at school as well as being a class teacher.
Yes.
And I was kind of got to a point in my career where I was really beginning to question what the next step was. So when she said that, I was kind of keen to look it up. And I looked it up that evening.
Mm.
And thought, wow, yeah, that looks pretty good. Mm. And I think I sent you an email fairly soon after that evening.
That's
and
right.
Within an hour, I think you'd got back to me. I said something like, hi, my name's Sarah Mann. I'm a teacher at wherever. And
yes.
So they gave you a little potted history and asked whether you had any Music Man projects in Kent, to which you said, no, but we'd love to have one. Mm. Come and see what we do.
Mm.
So I think I came up the following week and saw one of your sessions in Southend and just
yes.
loved it, absolutely. Was blown away by the whole thing and thought, wow, I could really see myself doing that.
Mm, mm.
And the only thing I couldn't do that you do was play the piano because you're a bit of a Liberace. And I suddenly
that's where the comparison ends, but yes.
skills like that. And then, believe it or not, a name sort of popped into my head, and that was my colleague that I'm actually running the project with now, called Andy Molest, who I think at the time was director of music at Rochester Grammar School, which is one of our local schools.
Mm.
And I knew of him, and he was my daughter's music teacher at school, but he was sort of way up in my estimation, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to get in touch with him.
Okay.
So I kind of just wrote his name in a journal or something, a notepad, and thought nothing of it. Well, a little bit further down the line, Andy and his wife Julie went to see one of your concerts in Hadley, I think.
Hadley Training Corps, the Salvation Army.
Yeah, got
yes.
talking to you afterwards.
Yes.
And you said, and I think they said, you know, do you have a project in Kent?
Mm.
We're from Medway.
Mm.
And I think you said, no, but Sarah Mann's about to set one up.
That's right,
and,
I did.
He got in touch, yeah, he got in touch with me. So I think from that moment, I just knew it was meant to be.
Well, I think, do you know what I was about to say? It was meant to be, wasn't it? And you had me at your first email, really, because your name was Sarah Mann, and this is the Music Man project. So I thought that was a good sign to start with. But it's just wonderful how these things work out. And, you
yeah.
know, it's just heartwarming to hear that story and what you've achieved since. It's just been absolutely amazing. I mean, since you started the Music Man project, Sarah, it has been by far the quickest growing project of all of them across the country. And just tell us about where you are now from that sort of first visit to Southend, decide you want
uh-huh.
to set one up, and what then happened and where you are now.
That September, I went part-time at school and took on the Music Man project, sort of running three sessions during the week
yes.
and working part-time still at my local school as a teacher. And I ran those three sessions with my colleague Andy and Sue, another friend of mine who's a pianist.
Mm.
And we went on like that for about a year, I think, maybe 18 months.
Mm.
And then I made a radical decision on Christmas, I mean, last Christmas, actually, times have rolled into one, where I decided that actually I was having much more fun working, doing the Music Man project than I was being a class teacher. So I made that radical decision to kind of give up the teaching side and to concentrate on running the Music Man project. So from September 2019, which is actually only last year, isn't it?
Yes,
I gave up school.
Wow.
And we now run five sessions a week in Medway. And I've also helped a friend of mine to set up some Music Man sessions in Bexley, in the Dartford-Bexley area of
yes.
Kent as well. So we now run sessions in Medway, in Maidstone and in Bexley.
Which is fantastic.
So it's kind of, that's how it's kind of grown and evolved.
That's fantastic. And what I love particularly about that is not only are you determined and very skilled in getting the best out of your students where you teach, you are then trying to expand all the time so that it's not just, not that it's ever wasted, but your talents are not just remaining in one area alone. You're now saying, well, how can I expand my work to other parts of Kent, even to helping other people do what you do, because you can't be in every place at once. And that is exactly what the Music Man project is about, isn't it? It's about expanding the reach as well as just doing it in your own location. So fantastic, Sarah. Before the Music Man project, I've just reread your biography on our website. And, of course, you were a music library. You worked at the music library at the BBC. Then you joined the production department. And you even were a presenter. Is that right?
I was, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's true. Believe it or not. Yes, I used to... I started at the BBC and the Music Library, mm-hmm. handing out orchestral sets and things to producers. And then I became a production assistant with Radio 3. So I moved across working on magazine programmes like Composer of the Week. I was in the opera department for some time. And then one of the producers asked whether I would present something called Youth Orchestras of the World, which went out on a Saturday lunchtime. So I duly did that. So that involved writing the scripts, sort of researching all the orchestras and the pieces, putting a script together and going into the studio and saying the script, but also interviewing live some of the performers from the youth orchestras or the conductors or sometimes composers. So it was really varied, and I did that I think for a couple of years. In fact, I did that whilst I was having a career break to have to raise my young children. And I remember my wonderful mother-in-law, after I'd had my son, I used to write the scripts at home, and I would go up for a day with my son in a pram and my mother-in-law pushing him round Oxford Street while I went to the BBC to record maybe three or four programmes at once.
Wow. That's great. Yeah, that's a great story.
And it's doing very well.
A lot of people might not know that. No, that's right. That's great. So then, and now you find yourself here as a director of the Music Man Project. And what have your highlights been then so far? Probably starting with your own project in Kent, but what are those things that you've already decided have just been, you know, really memorable moments?
Well, I think probably the most memorable moment was actually our very first concert, and we held it at our local Salvation Army Hall. And me, oh ye of little faith, I thought, oh, it's kind of at 3 o'clock, this concert. I will have a handful of people, you know, my mum will come and, you know, a few family and friends.
Yes.
And so we turned up and set up and everything. And it was absolutely packed. We had over 150 people, I think, to that concert. We had people standing room only at the back. So that was just phenomenal. Yeah. I remember that bit very clearly. And then I think every concert since, I'm always really nervous. It's like when you have a party, you think, oh, no one's going to come. Yeah. But actually, we're always really blown away with the number of supporters and friends that come along to support us.
You've got terrific support down there.
Each audience has sort of grown from the one before. So that's great, because the word's getting around about the project and, you know, what a great fun time it is.
And you've got such great students. I've been lucky enough to work with them on a number of occasions, whether it's just going to watch or accompany and obviously see them at the Royal Albert Hall. And they are just great characters, your students. Very similar, actually, to the sort of range that we have in Essex. And you can see the ones that are real superstars, and they're going to be with you for life, honestly. They're just great, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. What I really love about the concerts, well, any time that we do it, actually, is you never know what's going to happen next. You never predict how something's going to go. And they come out with some really funny things.
And I think that's great, because
they are the stars.
And it's a win-win, isn't it? Because whatever they do, they're up there doing it and having fun and entertaining, and whatever happens, happens, because we're providing this opportunity. So, I can sense that. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And I love it, because they have no nerves whatsoever.
No.
So that kind of... I can get quite nervous and apprehensive about things, and they, you know, they just dispel all that and they fill you with confidence, which is crazy, isn't it? It should be the other way around.
But they're
fab.
They bring out the best in us. They really do. They bring out the best in us. I think it's great. And finally, Sarah, what are your ambitions then for Kent, for the Music Man Project charity as a national organisation, or for you personally? What do you see yourself? How do you see yourself progressing in the years to come?
Well, I think what we're kind of looking forward to next in Kent was actually doing our first orchestral concert, which we had booked for the end of the summer here, but I don't know whether we'll actually get that, whether we might have to just postpone that.
Yes.
But that was going to be a big sort of thing for us, to actually put on a mini kind of Royal Albert Hall in our local theatre and perform with our local symphony orchestra, the City of Rochester Symphony Orchestra, or some friends from there, not the whole symphony orchestra, it wouldn't all fit on the stage, but certainly a good number of them, and they've been really supportive. So that's one of the things we are really looking forward to. Another idea we had was to take the Music Man Project into our local SEN secondary schools, to work with the students in each of the settings, and then perhaps bring a number of those students together to perform together and put on a concert, a little bit like we did when we went to India and Nepal, and I know you did in the Philippines, where you're working in different settings and then bringing those students together to perform for the community. So we'd really like to do something like that as well. Lots of plans.
No, fantastic. And of course, it reminds me, of course, that you were the one that spearheaded our trip to India when we visited Bangalore, and what a wonderful time we had there. And so we have so much to be grateful to you for the Music Man Project in literally just two or three years. So, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the Music Man Project podcast today. And we've loved hearing all about your story and your journey to this point. And thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Nice to chat.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, well done, Sarah. Very good.
Thank you very much.
I think we got most of the stuff.
I didn't get the joke in.
Oh, yeah. No, no, sorry. Before Sarah goes, she does have a very important announcement to make.
Are you recording?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Just like that. Yes, I am. Ready? We're recording. This is Sarah's joke for the to keep us happy during isolation. Go.
David, I just feel I need to warn you that there are some texts going around, either WhatsApp or emails going around, claiming that it's from the government. Mm. It's saying to avoid eating tinned meat. So
tinned
just be
meat.
Careful about those things. Don't click on any links if it's from the government saying don't eat tinned meat.
Right.
Because it's spam. I'm so bad at jokes.
No, that was brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. See you again soon.
You're welcome. Bye.
Right. No, that's good. Thank you, Sarah. Lovely. Smashing. Right, now I'm delighted to welcome a wonderful student from Music Man Project Kent, and that is Thomas. Thomas, welcome to the Music Man Project podcast.
Thank you very much.
Good. Thanks,
David.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased you're with us, and thank you for coming. How are you coping with all this isolation and being at home? Is that okay, or is it quite difficult?
Well, it's okay for at the moment, but yeah. I'm sure someday the COVID-19 will be gone forever off the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. Yeah, well, let's hope the virus goes off the face of the earth. Yes, and so what are you doing to keep yourself busy? What are you doing at home?
Well, I watch TV. I even go on my Google Chromebook.
Ah, good. And that keeps you occupied, does it?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Well, now, Thomas, you're here because you are a leading member of the Music Man Project Kent.
Yes, I am.
So I thought, you know, what a perfect person to have on the podcast. But what I want to know is, what do you like about working with the Music Man Project in Kent and with your teacher, Sarah Mann?
Well, it was very, very nice. It's a very nice way to do something different.
Mm.
And Sarah's been a great teacher all the time.
She's good, isn't
ever
she?
Since I started in 2017.
Yes. So you've been going every single week now since 2017?
Yep.
Brilliant.
You've made good friends, haven't you?
Yes, made good friends.
Yes. Yeah. And do you like all the music?
Yes, I do.
What's some of your favourites? Can you remember some of your favourite songs that you perform?
Well, I remember performing the Liberty Bell.
Ah. That one. Yes, good. Any others?
You Might Be Running.
Oh, yes, that's a special one for Kent, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
Brilliant. Your own songs. I love it. Good. Any others?
Yeah. Music is magic.
Ah. Lovely. Every Music Man Project, wherever they are in the world, they always learn that song. Absolutely. Well, that's tremendous. But how do you think being part of the Music Man Project has helped you? Has it helped you in any way, Thomas?
Oh, yes, it has helped me all the way, David. Mm. It's performing in front of 3,000 people in the Albert Hall.
Yes, it did. You were brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, it made me more confident.
Has it? Yes.
Yeah.
And what was it like then to sing in front of 3,000 people?
It was very great.
Yeah.
Was it frightening?
No, it was never frightening.
No. And I tell you what, Thomas, for lots of people, performing in front of 3,000 people would be quite frightening. But I know for you and lots of your students at the Music Man Project, you just did it all in your stride, didn't you? You took it all in your stride.
I couldn't have done it.
No.
I couldn't.
This is Mum, by the way. Mum couldn't have done it.
No.
and Mum, can you just say a few words about maybe how the Music Man Project has helped Thomas in these last few years in terms of where he might, what he might have come from in terms of what he could do beforehand? Has it made a big impact on him?
Well, he's made a lot more friends. Mm. I mean, he had quite a few friends at some of the other social groups that he goes to.
Yes.
But he's made particularly strong friends at Music Man.
Good.
Because I think they're all doing something that they really enjoy. You've only got to watch them when they perform. You can see that they all love it.
Yes.
Right. He's become more confident. He's
good.
Even starting to get lippy.
That was not part of the plan.
Which I thought I would never see.
Oh,
He's becoming more confident. Good. And when he sings, because normally Thomas's speech, he tends to stutter.
Yes.
Right, because he looks at his feet and he doesn't necessarily concentrate on his speech.
Yes.
But when he sings, that's all gone. I know there are different mechanisms for singing and talking.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's just so nice to just hear him so clearly talking. Oh. And he clearly loves it. So, we just encourage him all the way with it, to be honest.
Oh, well, I know. He must be very proud of what he's achieved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just wonderful.
Yeah.
So shall we hear you do a bit of singing there? This is the first time this has happened on the podcast. I know we're only a few episodes in. But Thomas is going to sing the performance that he delivered at the Albert Hall when he sung a verse of Kumbaya in front of 3,000 people. And we haven't got the symphony orchestra we had that day. We've got me on the piano. And I think we'd like to hear Thomas sing now live on the podcast. Is that okay with you, Thomas?
Yes, okay. Of course, David.
Brilliant. Well, here is Kumbaya by Thomas. Wait a minute. Here we go. And Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Beautiful, Thomas. Beautiful.
How was that?
That was lovely. And I can see what you mean there, Mum, that when Thomas is singing, it just all flows beautifully, doesn't it? In order, without any hesitation, because the music is dictating that. So that's really, really interesting, isn't it?
When Thomas was first diagnosed with autism, the very first medical professional person that we spoke to painted the blackest of black pictures, to be honest.
Goodness.
Basically saying that it was unlikely that he would ever read or write, right? That he might never talk because he didn't really speak at all until he was five. Obviously, the Music Man is only one part of things that have made such a difference to Thomas. But as you can see, if he can stand up and sing in front of 3,500 people at the Royal Albert Hall, that's a bit of a different picture, isn't
that's
it?
That's amazing.
All I'd like to say is, he's never give up hope.
No.
All right. There's always a bit of a silver lining. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm incredibly proud of him.
Oh, yeah. So you should be. Thank you so much for saying
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, Thomas, thank you so much for being a special Music Man Project Kent guest on our podcast. And I hope you can keep yourself going in this period of isolation and get back to your music with Sarah Mann as soon as possible.
Thank you, David.
Now, I know you do the goodbye song. I'm going to do the goodbye song to Thomas. Goodbye, Thomas. Goodbye, Thomas. Goodbye, Thomas. You did well today. And
thank you, David. Thank you, David. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Well done, Thomas. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to the Music Man Project podcast. As usual, I would like to finish with a lovely performance of our theme song, Music is Magic, with Gemma Andrews on flugelhorn. Thanks to my producer, John Webber. I'm David Stanley. Till next time, it's goodbye.